Reverse onus applies to a person convicted of a violent weapons offense only in past 5 years. Excuse me, but don't you think they should still be behind bars for such an offense? A judge has to sign a form that they considered the safety of all involved, including the general public, before approving, denying bail. Gee, I would expect that should be the judge's number one concern. In the midst of a toxic drug crisis and a province-wide gang war, not one word about drug traffickers, first-time offenders or not, especially those caught as well with firearms. Not one mention about the nonviolent chronic repeat offenders who cost untold tens of millions of dollars in extra policing and court costs, and untold hundreds of millions more in victim costs, loss of possessions, property damage, insurance rates and deductibles, loss of time and work dealing with crime, security systems, and crime prevention measures. You're not curing anyone with a mental illness or addiction issue by handing out weak sentences and probation orders. Someone who has over 20 convictions doesn't need a timeout. They require serious intervention. Their rap sheet already tells you how ineffective the "everyone can be rehabilitated" approach has been. The Charter of Rights should be rewritten to place the rights of victims and of society at large to a peaceful, crime-free existence as paramount, overriding the rights of those who feel obliged to break the laws. Bill Thompson, Quesnel.